大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开源英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is your special helper friend, Adam.
对 ,Adam 是我们的 English helper, 啊，是教我们英语的特别特别大家喜欢的主播，喜欢的老师，然后每天看留言，看你们给我们留的这些评论啊，也是让我们非常的感动。但是问题就来了，大家的热情的留言 ,There are so many.
That's right, that's right. Be careful.What you wish for, I guess. Yes, we love to get your comments, but Jenny and I are only two people. And of course, we have a lot of great help from other team members, but we need your help too.
对，开言英语非常需要你的帮助，你的参与。So today, we're going to talk about why we need your help, how you can help us out, 以及我们会讲一讲在英语里面帮助或者参与很多不同的说法。
That's right. So let's start with the most important word of the day, and that is
help.不需要多解释啊，英语很早就会学到的一个单词，但是词性呢，你就可以说一下 ，because it's both a verb and also a noun. We need help. It's also 就求救，对吧？救命，call to action.
Please help us, help us.
Okay, 哎 ，Adam， 其实我有一个问题啊，比如我们很需要大家的帮助 ，I would say we need your help. 但是呢，我们也可以说 we need help. Is there any difference between these two phrases?
There is a tiny, tiny bit of difference. We should say, I need your help or I need his help. When we just say, I need help or he needs help, it can kind of mean that, ooh, this person really needs help. Like maybe they need like a doctor to talk to.
Okay, 所以如果光说 I need help 或者谁 need help 但不说 I need your help I need his help 就会让人觉得可能是一个什么生死攸关的 situation like a life-threatening situation 很严重很严重的
I need help is very or could be very life-threatening but just I need your help Hey, I need your help Can you lend me your truck? That's obviously not a big deal
借卡车我觉得是很 big deal.
Okay, all right. But, hey, can you hand me your pen?
没有，我觉得在加拿大多伦多是不是借卡车？你说的是那种 pickup 小卡车是吧？
Right, right, right. Yeah, here. You want to borrow my car? No problem. Come on over.
对，因为在中国你跟人说卡车 you know, I just think of those huge trucks.
Maybe you guys can help us find one.
好，那顺着你说的这个逻辑啊，比如我们今天开言英语跟大家说的就是希望大家踊跃的到留言专区 help each other with their questions and comments. 因为有那么多的留言，然后我们也知道我们的听众用户大家都是非常勤奋、非常优秀的英语。So you can really help each other out, right?
Absolutely. And of course, a lot of you guys already do. We've got the John Drews, the Ellas, the Andys. You guys are always in there answering questions, and we love you for that. We really hope that some other people can follow that example.
对对对，因为我觉得我们开言的在线社区 ，our community is just so warm and genuine and lovely， 很温暖，很真诚。然后，因为英语学习是it's not an easy journey, right? And especially if you're doing it online， 可能还是挺孤独的。然后遇到问题怎么办呢 ？Adam 那么忙，他又不可能一个人每天回答几百条留言。So there's so much wisdom in our community， 我们大家社区。是每一个用户有这么多的智慧可以来分享，来互相帮忙。
Right, it's a great place to lend a helping hand.
Oh, I love that phrase, to lend a helping hand. Lend 就是借，对吧？借我一个什么东西，
right.
借给别人一个什么东西。
That's right. So if you don't have a big truck to lend to someone, you can just lend them your hand.
I have a hand. 诶，中文咱们也这样说，我们会说帮一把，这个一把手嘛，你帮一把。
Right. So pretty similar. The one question we always get here is, native speakers actually say lend a helping hand, or is this just some phrase that teachers like to tell their students? And the answer is, it's a phrase we see everywhere. We might not say it. We would absolutely say, lend a hand. Hey, can you lend me a hand? Hey, can you guys lend me a hand for a second? But lend a helping hand would be on a poster or something.
但是 can you lend me a hand? 可以用在各种各样你需要别人帮助的情况底下。比如，哎呀，我要搬家，你能帮我搬一下吗？ Can you lend me a hand?
Oh, that's a big one. Yeah, that is a big ask. But yes, you absolutely can.
I would need a truck. 这真的需要卡车。好，总之这是一个I think it's a very friendly, very kind of personable phrase. 就是很有人情味的一个说法哈 To lend a hand.
Absolutely.
好，那哎，我们其实今天除了 help 以外，还有很多其他的词啊和小俚语要介绍给大家。So let's move on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Slow down there, Jenny. Before we move on, there is one question we get all the time, and it's actually a really good question. When we use help, we don't usually just say, "Can you help me?" It's, "Can you help me do?" something.
啊，对，要跟一个具体的事情，比如 Can you help me move?
Right,
你能帮我搬家吗？
Exactly. So a lot of people ask us the question, shouldn't we say, can you help me to move? And I guess in some books it does say, oh, you must say, can you help me to study? Or can you help me to move? But usually in daily speech, we just say, can you help me do something?
Okay, 所以日常的口语里面 help 后面就直接加动词词的原型是吧？而且都不用加动词的 ing， 然后当中也不用加 to。
That's right.
Okay， 比如 Can you help me do my project? Can you help me record? Can you help me set something up? I don't know.
Holy jeez, Jenny, sounds like you need a lot of help.
I do. You need to help me out. 对，我们讲其他的词以外，我还想问你的，因为也经常听到 help out with something. 那这个 help out 和 can you help me with something 有任何区别吗？
Well, help out is a phrasal verb. So if you've listened to us for a long time, you know that phrasal verbs are just really casual. We use them in everyday speech. The meaning is totally the same, but just adding that other word sounds more casual, sounds more friendly.
Okay, 对，它就更加轻松一点这个语气啊。比如是一个很大的事，在讲这个搬家。If you just say, can you help me out with my move? 那个人可能觉得 yeah, it's a small thing, sure, sure, sure. 然后来了以后很后悔。
Right.
好，那 I think that's, we've covered a lot of angles with the word help, and let's move on to some other really useful, shall I say, helpful words?
Sounds good. Well, maybe since we just talked about some very casual, very spoken words, we should contrast that with some formal words.
嗯，是是是，我喜欢这种对比啊。那有哪一些词是帮助的意思，但是它是很正式的呢？
Well, we can always start with assist.
Assist, A-S-S-I-S-T, 对吧？
That's right, and we often hear this word in its noun form, assistance. Thank you for your assistance.
对，而且我觉得经常看它是写出来的 you know, in written form, because like you said, it's a much more formal word.
Right, exactly. We hear it in some non-formal situations like sports games, but generally speaking, it's a pretty formal word.
Oh, 你刚刚说 sports 里面它就是助攻，比如 NBA 篮球 Kevin Durant 有什么多少次助攻什么的 10 assists.
Right, yeah, he's got the most assists in the season or something like that.
其实我觉得 assist 这个词作为动词的话在日常口语真的很少用 because you would just use the word help, 但是它其他的词性比如说名词还有其他的一些意思啊，另外一些衍生词比如 my personal assistant 是吧这是一个公、I don't have one
I was gonna say,
我没有私人助理
Jenny,、yeah.
我没有那么高级
Read the room a little bit here
my personal assistant 它就是助理的意思嘛对吧
Right, exactly
好，哎，那讲到 A 打头的词啊，还有一个我要问你的叫 aid, A-I-D-E.
Okay, that's interesting too, because to aid is to offer assistance or to help, but it is also used as a noun, and that noun can either be an amount of money or some kind of useful thing, or it can also be an assistant, right? This is my personal aid.
也是助理的意思哈，也就是一个 job title.
Yeah. I think it's for more, like even more 高级的 people. They have AIDS.
反正跟我们没关系。
Right. I don't have assistance or AIDS.
就是很多 politicians, 他们就这是什么什么 senator 的 personal aid.
Right, exactly, exactly.
你刚刚说 aid 可以是钱啊，就是比如说一些 developing countries, 一些第三世界国家它需要很多外国的国际上的援助。So we call that foreign aid, right?、Mm-hmm. 可能是钱，可能是派人去什么，或者一些地方它经历了一个 natural disaster, so we're sending aid to the region.
That's right.
Okay, besides these two, 还有其他什么正式的词吗？
I think we've got a good bridge word, one that works in both formal situations, but also in our daily lives, and that is volunteer.
Volunteer 不是志愿者吗？比如 you know, I was a volunteer when I was in university, in senior homes, 养老院我做过志愿者。
And what did you do there? Did you just look at them or did you help them?
不就是陪伴啊，就也是 help 对吧，也是 look at them with respect and love.
With respect、yeah. and love. But you also helped them, right? You helped them to do things.
所以 volunteer 虽然有志愿者的意思，但是其实它在英语里面我感觉它的 it's got a pretty broad usage, 因为中文里面这个志愿者 it's a very specific thing, whereas in English, if you say volunteer, 在讲到我大学的时候，我们有些上课的时候 you know, 小班讨论会，老师讲了一个话题，希望我们每个人发言，但是没有人发言， and the teacher,、mm. the lecturer would say, any volunteers? No one really?
Right, right. No, my teachers would always say, Adam, put your hand down, you've talked enough.
We need other volunteers, right? 所以是不是在英语里面这个 volunteer 只要任何的情况底下 you need someone to help or to participate, you can say, any volunteer? Anyone?Willing to volunteer?
Yeah, in most situations. Again, if your friend is moving, he is going to be looking for volunteers, but he's not going to use the word volunteer. But in a class、mm. or in some kind of other more social setting, for sure we'd use this word.
好，哎，那 speaking of bridge and transition 啊，我觉得 volunteer 也是很好的，能够过渡到我们今天节目最后一个板块。我们要教大家一些小短语，它既是帮助的意思。但是还有那种大家一起参与进来 because you know when you're just helping sometimes you feel like it's a one off thing 就我帮一次就好了但其实很多时候这个帮助你参与进去了以后 it becomes more fun for you as well
right exactly as soon as you start participating then you realize oh this goes a lot deeper
对比如我们的这个 comments, right? We really need your help with answering comments to help each other out. And I also think that's why 开言我们的这个大家庭我们的 community 是一个 family, 因为大家都有参与进来。
That's right. So I just mentioned the word participate. And this、mm. is another word that is quite common. We use it in so many different situations.But sometimes I get the question, what's the difference between participate and take part in something?
Oh, 对，听起来都挺像的啊。Part of participate 是 part.
Part, right? They both have a part. You are a part. You be a part of this. So it's not just you alone. It's you within this group, within this community. So take your part. Give something, but also take something.
好那 participate 是参与的意思很重要的是 we say you participate in something 是要加 in 这个介词
Right, exactly And it's the same with the more casual take part in Participate in something and we take part in something
这个 in something 后面经常是名词对吧比如participate in the comments section 参与留言专区那可以加动词吗 And I'm guessing 我们应该加动名词是吧
Yes, like answering comments.
Because you learn a lot in answering and reading each other's comments, so please get involved.
Ooh, I see what you did there. Yes, get involved really also means jump in there, give and take, but it's also one that is followed with in. Get involved in something.
对，那 get involved in 意思和刚刚讲的那两个都很像啊，但我觉得 to get involved in something 就是好像更紧密。 even more close, 有没有这个感觉?
Yes, because when you're involved, you are a crucial part. You are participating very deeply.
是是。好，我知道你最后呢，还给大家准备了一个词，是你对大家的一个号召。这个短语就是
Step up, guys.
Step up. Come on, Adam think you can do better, guys. You can answer more comments.
No, we don't want to say that, but it is a really, really great phrase. Step up.I do hear it a lot when I hear some older guys talking to younger guys. And maybe the younger guys are lazy and they don't want to participate in their community. So the old guys will just say, hey, come on, step up, be a man.
对，所以 step up 的意思其实很形象啊。我们需要你更加踊跃，挺身而出，接受挑战，是吧？比你现在那个 step 要更上一层楼 ，step up.
Right, and now we don't only need to use this phrase to tell somebody what to do. We can also describe somebody. Like for example, we have a coworker who really stepped up recently.
对，我觉得这个是特别公司那种什么 review performance review 的时候经常用，员工自评就会写 I really stepped up in.The past 6 months, 然后老板对老板在和员工聊绩效的时候也经常说哦，对你最近真的是 you know you stepped up at work, 然后 we're gonna give you a raise.
Ooh, is that all it takes?
加薪加薪。
If I'd only known that earlier.
好，其实讲到这个加薪涨工资啊，我们今天节目最后要讲的这两个词呢，它既有帮助参与的意思，而且呢还经常是说有钱出钱，有力出力，就是 you can help by donating money.Money or whatever. Right. 但是 we're not asking for your money. We really just need your help to answer comments.
Yeah, exactly. So that is true, right? Often people can be very helpful by giving their money, by chipping in to something.
Yeah, chipping or pitch in. 那这个 to chip in, C-H-I-P, 然后 pitch, P-I-T-C-H. 我是劝大家不要查字典，光查这两个单词的意思，因为这是两个短语，对吧？You need to use it in context, and they really just mean we need your help. 特别是 chip in 就是更有那个要出钱的感觉，是吗？
Right, right. Pitch in can be anything. It can be your, you know, energy. Pitch in your knowledge. Just put it in. Put it, participate. Put it in the pile.Chip in is mostly money.
对，比如大家凑份子给同事买一个礼物 and everyone chips in, right? 或者你可以说 oh, we're buying a gift for 谁谁谁 Do you want to chip in?
Right, or even for dinner. Who wants to chip in for a pizza?
好 but once again, we're not asking for your money. We're just really glad that you're part of our community. 然后也非常感谢在我们的节目还有课程里每天给我们留言问我们问题或者帮助回复其他用户问题的听众们 Kaiyan is not who we are without you guys and your participation.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah, we need your help, we need your participation, and we look forward to seeing you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.